Hello, and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have Josh Brewer, who at the time of this interview did work for Twitter, and a week after no longer did. So that would be why the questions sometimes weigh heavily towards Twitter. I believe Josh's role at Twitter was to keep the fail whale unhappy. Now that he's not working there, I assume it's his job to keep his family unhappy. I don't know. I'm just taking guesses here. I don't really understand design very well. I'm not very good at it. Today's show is brought to you by Nipple Chafing and Melted Children. Let's just get on with this interview and see how it goes.
Kind of shoddy organization you got going on
there. Dude, seriously, I actually think it was Twitter that rebooted my computer. I'm not joking.
They're like, hey, you can't be doing this interview right now. Why don't we let you discuss your bigotry towards circle avatars?
I just hate them with the heat of a thousand suns.
So would you prefer hexagons or triangles?
I don't know. I don't actually care that much.
So where do you guys store the fail whale?
We keep him down in the sewers of San Francisco.
And what do you name him? I know you have a name for most of your animal mascots. What's the whale's name?
Fail whale.
He doesn't have a name? Not Phil the Fail Whale or anything?
No,
like
it's Fail Whale.
His name is Fail?
First name, last name, Fail Whale.
And was he born with the birds attached to him, or do they just kind of adopt him?
No, man. They carried him up out of his pit of despair because his name was Fail.
So how much drugs were being taken when that was concepted? You have no comment on that?
No, I have no comment because I was not here at that time, so I cannot speculate as to the amount of drugs that were taken.
But you could speculate drugs were taken, just not the amount of them.
I do.
No, I hear that. No, I got it. Do you ever just for fun turn off Twitter for the whole world just to see what happens?
My very first day on the job, the site crashed, and it hadn't crashed in like a while, but like it went down. And Doug was like, basically Doug blamed me. It was pretty awesome because I had a deluge of people be like, seriously, Brewer, don't you know where the power switch is? Come on. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you do have like one switch that says Twitter on and off, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. It's the big giant red button in the corner next to the big giant espresso button.
So what other names did you guys come up with aside from Larry the Bird for the Twitter bird?
The Bird.
Just the Bird?
The Bird, yeah.
That's the best you guys could do?
Yeah, so
no drugs were being taken.
No drugs were being taken at all. The latest incarnation of the bird, or as it's affectionately known, the logo.
Yeah, GE calls their logo the meatball.
The meatball?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. They like meat and balls.
Okay.
So are you guys going to be releasing a product like, say, Twitter Pager anytime soon?
No, we've decided not to do Twitter Pager, and we are going to do Twitter Home. Twitter Home is literally Twitter in every connected device in your home.
Oh, the refrigerator will say, I've got some stinky food in here.
So everything that you own will tweet at you all the time. Basically, right now I'm working on the most skeuomorphic Twitter that I can possibly think of.
I think that's a smart move.
It's mostly going to be constructed out of
bird poop?
Bird poop and like worm dribble.
Oh.
A lot of worm dribble.
A lot of dirt, things that are dirty. It's a good
metaphor to go with.
Correct. Yeah, for Twitter especially. Yeah, very much. I think it's a wise move to go along with your pager. I think it's cutting edge. Or maybe you just go mail. You know, every time someone inputs something, it is put on ticker tape. You have a ticker tape thing right next to you. You'd call it artisan Twitter.
I like that.
Have you figured out a way to allow animals to tweet yet?
I believe that some people actually have their dogs tweet occasionally. But
oh, you mean like Kim Kardashian? She has her animals tweet for her?
Yes, probably.
Yeah. That would make a lot of sense.
It would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Other than her just being that stupid. Yeah, yeah. So since last names are an indicator of what your ancestors were as a vocation or did as a vocation, are you an alcoholic?
So my last name is Brewer. So my dad's last name is Brewer. My mother's maiden name is Vineyard. And this is not a joke. Judith Elizabeth Vineyard is my mother. And my wife, her maiden name was Miller. So the brewers, the vineyards, and the millers.
So did your kids' middle names get like Cabernet and bourbon and?
Yeah, I mean it's Dylan Scotch Brewer.
So is there any way you can verify me on Twitter?
I don't even know how to get verified.
You can't even get yourself verified?
Nope.
You got to talk to the right people then.
I'm not joking. I don't know who the right people are.
Oh, it's a secret. So they're with the fail whale somewhere. All right, give me a shameful admission of something that you've designed that you would never want anyone to know that you designed.
Okay, so I won't say the name of the company.
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
I heard you say that, yeah.
I would take credit for that, yeah. Man. I would take credit for that.
You would take credit for that? How about Drudge Report? Would you take credit for that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, crap ton of traffic.
So that's what matters to you most, is what you think.
All traffic. That's all I care about.
Okay. Tell me your least favorite font. Caveat. Least favorite of fonts that people like.
All right. I'm thinking. Hang on. Well, I can tell you one thing that really, and I actually really like Adele.
The singer?
No, the typeface.
Oh, she's a typeface? She would be an extra bolt.
Oh, man. So bad. All right, my man. I have to run to another meeting. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're really sorry about that. I feel like we learned something, though.
That's great.
That was my interview with Joshua Brewer. Thank you for listening. I hope it didn't take too much time out of your very important and busy days like it did mine. As always, please visit us on the web at pixelrecess.com where you can read a synopsis of the show and get some more in-depth insight in the deeper penetration area. Follow us on Twitter at Pixel Recess. Go to Facebook and like us there, Pixel Recess. And some groveling here. Go to iTunes, rate and review the show. Be honest, but not too honest, because I am a designer and I'm very emotional. Please tune in next week where our special guest will be Raji the King. Until then, have a beautiful week and don't get caught ironing your underwear. Bye, everyone.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.